My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We'll see what Bobby Slowick has to say right off the practice field with not the best day by the offense, great day by the defense. At least three picks, two by Derek Stingley, including a pick six, and an update perhaps on Titus Howard, who left the field on a cart. Bobby Slowick.
Seemed like today maybe a little frustration setting in on the offense. What did you kind of make the practice today?
Yeah, we were rolling pretty good yesterday. Really, for the last couple of days, we've had some good days of stacking things together. Today was tough with the elements. You know, the balls got pretty slick as practice went on, which I think was evident, and you could see. But it's good training for us. You know, I mean, Houston's just different as far as the heat goes, but we don't deal with the wet conditions as often as I feel like you do in some other places. So it's really good training for us. Just had to adjust to that. Receivers had to keep our feet. O-linemen had to anchor how we still want to approach the run game. Like, it, we need it, you know, and I think that showed today that the defense made the adjustment today, and we didn't, and we will going forward.
What is your mindset when you have to go up against Matt Burke and Demeco Ryan? It seems like sometimes they throw these little wrinkles at you when you're calling plays.
Yeah, it's competitive. You know, it's kind of all the way across the board. You know, O-line, D-line, receivers, corners, tight ends, backers, backs, linebackers. Like, it gets really competitive all the time. It always feels like it's a back and forth. You know, the scheme wise with Burke and D'Amico, it kind of feels a little bit like who has a chalk last. You know, he'll come out one day and we'll have some issues, and then we come out the next day and we have answers, and then it just endlessly cycles. But that's training camp, you know. That's what makes it fun, that's what makes it competitive, that's what's really cool about just being able to hammer in and drill in your fundamentals. And that's really what training camp's about, is when you're on your fundamentals, it really, what I call, what D'Amico called, really doesn't matter.
Speaking of competition, you have your, you know, what we like to consider in the media the big three, the D'Amico, Diggs, and Tank. When you look at that second set of wide receivers, what is it going to take for some of those wide receivers, like John to maybe get some?
Yeah, it really goes back to fundamentals. You know, guys that can go in and execute what we preach across the board in the pass game and the run game from the starting point fundamentally, then can go execute that in the game. And particularly if they can play multiple positions, which almost all of our backups can play multiple positions. It just helps get them on the field in different areas and different spots. And then how we approach it as an offense is we're always going to try to put people in the best position to do what they do best. You know, so we're going to make sure guys are in for specific things that they're really good at. And if they're not necessarily great at something, we'll make sure that they got 100% in the tank when their play is called.
Yesterday, you all had your best practice yesterday, or one of your best practices, and today there were a few picks. What would you say were, I know it's early, some of the reasons for some of the struggles today?
Yeah, I just hit that. You're all right. But I mean, basically, today was we've stacked some good days. We've got back to executing, being efficient in both run and pass game. And then today, the defense, you know, the defense came out, they competed, and we competed, but we weren't quite as ready to handle the elements today. You know, it was wet, it was rainy. The balls got more difficult as practice went on, as far as how to grip them, how to throw them, how to take the snap, things like that. It got harder for the O linemen as practice went on to anchor, to fire off the ball. And like, we're going to play in games like this. You know, we need the training, we need the work. The defense adjusted faster and better than we did, and that's what we got to go in and we got to talk about, we got to fix.
You may have answered this question already, but what do you thought so far about Blake Fisher?
Yeah, he's out there competing, you know, just like the rest of the crew. That's, I mean, I think we say it endlessly, but I mean, we really preach that to the whole group just tirelessly. That's what this is about. It's about going out and every day growing and getting better than you were the day before. And by the time week one rolls around, we know we're going to be ready. But in the meantime, all we can do is get better every day. And Blake has done that. In pass pro, he particularly has made some technique adjustments that have helped him for sure. The rushers he's going against have helped him. I know he's had a lot of conversations with them on what they're thinking, what they're doing. And, you know, talking to other old linemen has obviously helped him. And then the run game for us is just very different than where he came from college. But he's been doing a good job. He's bought in. And really right now, I'd say he's probably a little further ahead in the run game than the pass game. But he's just got to put his head down and keep growing.
Here without Joe in the running back room, what have the guys kind of made the most of their opportunities without him, with Damien and then Camp's come in the past couple weeks and kind of seems like he's fitting in with now. Well, what have you made of that?
Yeah, it's a fun group to coach. You know, Joe kind of leads the way, even though he hasn't been practicing. His energy's always there. He's always around. He's even when we're on the field, he's running around the huddle, getting people hyped up. You know, so he's the driving force for sure. And then the rest of the crew kind of feeds off that. You know, Damian's feeding off that. He's putting his head down, working. He's made huge strides from where he was at last year and what he's grown in and what he's trying to do. Cam is obviously the newest to the crew, but he's been running a lot of very similar stuff in LA for a long time, and then in Minnesota it was pretty similar as well. So it's not completely new to him, and he picked it up quick. You can see the talent and the vision and the cutting ability, you know, which is impressive coming off the two injuries he had. So he's been fun. We got the two young rookies, you know, that rookies are always enjoyable because they always just bring something new to the table. And then, you know, Dara and JJ, they're really probably the two most consistent guys. You know, they day in, day out, they bring the lunch pail. And they're pretty even keel all the way through, and it's a fun group.
Father, when you have a guy as young as established but still young like CJ, like what are the next things that you need or you want to see? Especially when I'm playing this preseason game right here, like what are the next steps that you want to see?
Yeah, same as everyone else. I just want to see him grow. You know, everybody has a whole lot that we could continue to get better at. We can continue to improve upon. And it could be something big that really affects the entire offense, or it could be something very small that's just for him individually. But every day we give out specific coaching points to individuals, obviously. He gets a lot of those and just focusing on those every day, emphasizing those every day, and just stacking good days right now is really huge for CJ.
Coach, a lot of the players that are coming into the second year under your offense, they've learned it more. They said they feel more comfortable. Now, how do you continue to implement new things throughout training camp and throughout the preseason without giving so much away to the opponent?
Yeah, truthfully, training camp and preseason, we kind of emphasize, I guess you could say, the starting point of our scheme. And that goes back to what I preached earlier about fundamentals and really hammering and drilling those in. Like in training camp, you're not always going to be in a great position to do what you need to do. I'm not always going to script a great play call for CJ to go and throw to number one. I might intentionally script a play where he has to get all the way to last in the progression as an outlet. Like, we want it to be hard. And they embrace that. They know that. There's days it gets frustrating for all of us, and there's days where, you know, we really are on our game and we go out and we perform like we believe we should, and we got to keep those. Just we got to get more consistent right now. That's what this is about. That's what scheme wise, that usually takes off, evolves as we go through the season. As coaches, you're always talking about ideas. You know, you kind of have a library as you go through the off season. Oh, this is a good way to do this. This is a nice new little wrinkle. But training camp, you're focused in on this is what we need to do every week, no matter what we're doing schematically to go win a game. Yeah, I've just been fired up to see him pick up right where he left off. You know, he's playing really fast. He's executing the routes really well. He's done everything we've asked him to do. He can run for days. You know, he embraces all phases of the game, whether it's receiver, returner, run game, all that stuff. I mean, he's all about it. He's been doing a great job. If he just keeps putting his head down and working, he's going to be where he wants to be.
As a collective receiver, what do you feel like? Obviously, just, you know, a lot of depth and guys that
Yeah, I just answered this one also, but it's kind of it's a cool room. There's a lot going on. Obviously, as far as players we have there that can go perform, and you know, a lot of them right now are doing that, getting better every day, showing their best selves. You know, and it's our job when we get in season and when we get into preseason games to really make sure we're putting guys in position to go show that to everyone else. But we really know what each individual is really good at, and we need to keep stacking where we need improvement for each of those guys. And it's been fun to see so far.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yep, thanks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, so they didn't, you noticed, I'm sure, didn't address Titus Howard. I probably didn't expected it.
Yeah, I get it. That's something usually they ask the head coach.
They're going to ask the head coach. We'll get the update and share it with you as soon as we get it. But Titus Howard was down on the field, went to the medical tent, and ended up getting carted off the field. So we'll get you that. But a couple of things he said that I was just like, I don't know, the elements? There was a wet ball. It was a little rainy, and I don't know. I think he was just trying to figure out why the defense just dominated. Like, the defense just controlled the day today for the Texans.
Yeah, and I get that's a valid excuse, but
yeah,
you're going to play some rainy
It games, rains in Houston, man.
Yeah.
We were out there 4 days in a row.
Yeah, and I get we play at NRG, but...
The water different in Cleveland? Tell me about it.
Nah, we seen a game in New York.
Yeah.
It was rainy and wet, too, mm-hmm. but... It didn't go well, and people don't ever bring this up. People always talk about the weather in the field and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Zach Wilson looked good that game. Yeah. Like, I feel like we got to clean that up, man.
Yeah, no, look, I'm not buying that. I mean, I guess eventually if he says it enough times, people are going to start wondering about, you know, whether it's Stroud or the receivers and rainy weather. But they did it here, and they looked fine.
Yeah.
For the first four, maybe five open practices were raining.
Yeah.
It was wet. I don't know. I'm going to go back to what I asked you guys earlier. and this is the good news. What if the defense is just really, really good? We expected a better defense. What if it's really good? Because this offense has weapons, man.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. If the defense is this good, then I think that's a good thing because they won't be playing this defense every week.
Yeah.
So if they're good, I think that's a good thing. And I wouldn't really worry too much about the offense. I think they got enough weapons where CJ can figure it out. I think he can figure it out.
Yeah. A couple of other things that he said that I thought were really interesting when he talked about. I mean, thank goodness Blake Fisher has been getting a lot of reps. Tytus Howard, we mentioned, you know, who knows what that is. But he talked about Blake Fisher getting those reps against Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. And, you know, every day he's growing. His pass rushing, pass blocking is getting better. Like, all of a sudden, Blake Fisher, we were wondering why they even drafted him at some point. Yeah,
you said, thank goodness he getting them reps. Thank goodness they drafted him.
Thank
you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't know if they would have signed a backup to
not one like this, with the upside.
Yeah, so, no, thank goodness they drafted him.
Yeah. And I don't know what to make of Joe Mixon, because we've seen this. Like, he was talking about how Joe leads the way. He's always around. He's firing up the team, even if he's not participating. And we've seen it, like, working out on the side with Laremy Tunsil and looking like he's 100%, but he's still not out there.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that, man. Yeah. I came front, and I know when week one come, and if he's out there, then, you know, he going to ball out.
Yeah.
But I'm still a little worried about him not being out there yet, man. Mm-hmm. I get it. Laremy Tunsil ain't really out there either, but you got to be out there, man. Mm-hmm. It's just hard for me to think that they're just trying to save him for week one.
Yeah. And then the other thing he said that I thought was interesting. Now, this might have been a message, if I had to guess, to some of the other running backs in the room. He said the two most consistent running backs, probably. He said the two most consistent running backs are Dari Ogunbowale and Juwan Jordan. The undrafted, the sixth round pick, Juwan Jordan, the undrafted one was British Brooks, but these two didn't see it. Well, we saw Ogunbowale, but not a lot of Juwan Jordan.
Yeah, I can see Dari being on that list because he's always there. Like, no matter what happens, he's there.
Yeah.
But, I said, that's a little troubling, man. That's a little troubling. And to me, I'm a big fan of running back by committee. I get, or not running back by committee, but just multiple running backs on that team that could take over. I don't want Mixon as a workhorse, man. I want him in there splitting with somebody else that's really good too. And I feel like they depending on Joe Mixon a little too much, man.
Yeah.
Where, you know, if he end up getting hurt, then we're going to be leaning on somebody else for a long time. Damian Pierce for a lot. So I don't know, man. I just really think they need to get somebody else in there too, man.
That was the most frustrated we've heard Bobby Slowick. He's always controlled, and he was under control. It wasn't like he was yelling and screaming, but you could tell he was like, Yeah, I've answered that one already. It's the elements. Yeah, it's we've had our days. He said that a couple of times. Like, the offense, we've had our days.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was ticked off. Like, the defense, if you weren't listening earlier, three interceptions at least, one of them a pick six off of C.J. Stroud by Derek Stingley, another interception by Derek Stingley, another interception by Kalen Bullock. And then he also talked about Tank Dell, but he was – I think that was about as frustrated as he could get.
Yeah, hopefully the offense responds to that, man. Hopefully they pick it up and keep it going.
What do you think about, like, if Tytus Howard is out, and let's say until the regular season begins, all of a sudden your whole confidence level goes down a little bit, or does Blake Fisher make that better?
I think it depends if Blake Fisher actually go out there and do something where it's like, okay, like, Tytus could take his time coming back, then I would be a little more confident. But if that's not the case and Blake Fisher looked like a rookie,
yeah,
then I'm a little nervous, man. And I'm kind of looking at Tytus Howard like, man, like.
See, I'm worried about, not worried, because I think it's going to be out there. He's injury prone.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, I think it's fair to call him that right now.
Yeah. Yeah, who
right
knows?
Now he been missing a lot of time, man. And if he missed time, if he don't play week one and miss more time than that, yeah, man. Blake Fisher was the right was the right draft pick, and
yeah,
I don't know if we can really depend on Titus Howard. Mm-hmm. Just health.
Well, right now you can't.
Yeah,
like right now you just can't. And no matter what he's looked like, he's got some sort of injury. I wouldn't expect him to practice tomorrow minimum. And then if it's more serious, then all of a sudden, you know, we got to start making those adjustments.
Yeah, and that kind of make Laremy Tunsil look a little good too, because the Texans might consider keeping him even longer and having Blake Fisher.
Well, certainly sitting out.
Yeah, yeah. So, Tunsil, that's not looking good for him.
All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.